The title of our last study in John 8, 21 to 29 was, Who is Jesus? The title of our study today in John 8, 30 to 36 is, Who are Jesus' disciples? As we study these verses, contemplate this question, Who are Jesus' disciples? What was John trying to say about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus? I have often said that one central goal of Friends Bible Study is to equip disciples of Jesus for every good work. In this passage, Jesus reveals who are true disciples, so we should pay close attention. A central part of being a disciple of Jesus is to seek him through studying and meditating on the scriptures. However, as we shall see, Jesus said that true disciples continue in his word. They live out Jesus' teaching in their everyday lives. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you would continue to reveal Jesus to us through your word today. Thank you for all the grace and blessings you've given to us in him. We want to truly be disciples and follow Jesus step by step every day. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Who are Jesus' disciples? Let's begin at verse 30. Even as he spoke, many believed in him. Despite the religious leaders' criticism and attacks on Jesus, his words and presence touched many of the people listening. They believed because they knew in their hearts that Jesus was who he claimed to be, and that he spoke the words of the Father. Romans 10:19 says, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Faith is produced when people hear the words of Christ and allow his. Verse 31, to the Jews who had believed in Jesus, he said, If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Verse 32 is very famous. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. These words are quoted often by non-believing politicians, television personalities, and ordinary people in many contexts. They are written also on some government buildings in the United States. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. These words are engraved in stone above the entrance to the library at the secular university I attended. Most people do not know that these are Jesus' words, and they almost always misinterpret his words. They quote, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, to convey that if you have the right knowledge or correct information, it will set you free. In the minds of most people who quote this verse, knowing the truth has nothing to do with Jesus, God, or the Bible. They completely misunderstand what Jesus said. He was not saying that knowledge and information will set you free. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. People will be set free if they follow Jesus' teaching and are truly disciples, his disciples. Jesus sets us free, not information. The evidence of being a disciple of Jesus is continuing to obey Jesus. A disciple is a person who is truly following Jesus in his or her everyday life. People may have a lot of Bible knowledge and go to a lot of religious meetings, but if they do not trust and obey Jesus, they are not his disciples. Knowing the truth does not refer to intellectual or theological concepts alone. Jesus said, we are his disciples when we abide or remain in his word, as one translation puts it. We remain in his word by trusting and obeying him. A disciple is a person who abides in Christ. They stay connected to Jesus by continuing to follow him, by trusting and obeying him step by step. A disciple will come to know the truth by knowing Jesus through an ongoing process of remaining in him and continuing in his word. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth cannot be separated from Jesus. True disciples of Jesus not only know what Jesus taught, but they also know him. Jesus sets us free from sin and brings us into a new life in him, making it possible to live as God designed us to live. Verse 33, they answered him, "We are Abraham's offspring. We have never been in bondage to anyone. How do you say you will be made free?" Actually, Israel had been in bondage to several foreign powers in the Old Testament times and currently was occupied and ruled by the Roman Empire. However, Jesus was not talking about political domination, but about bondage to sin. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Most certainly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is the bondservant of sin. A bondservant doesn't live in the house forever. A son remains forever." Jesus said that if we sin, we are slaves to sin. If the sin nature rules us, we are slaves to sin. According to the Bible, this is the state of all human beings. We are controlled by sin and are in need of a Savior. One of the biggest steps to freedom is to simply admit, I am a sinner and need Jesus to set me free. Many people today think freedom means to be free to do anything you want to do without restrictions. They think that if you're free, you can use drugs, get drunk, enjoy unrestricted sexual pleasures. These may be enjoyable for a brief moment, but they do not set the heart free or bring true peace and joy to the heart. People who do these things become slaves to them. Unfortunately, the world around us preaches that there is no sin. Just do whatever you want. Have sex with whoever you want. There is no God. There are no absolutes. This is the message. This message is relentlessly bombarding the hearts and minds of people today through mass media, music, television, movies, and twisted education. Jesus said, "Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it." Many young people today blindly follow the crowd down the road of destruction, thinking it's the path of freedom. But only Jesus can set them free. During the first century, slaves were not family members. They did not live in the family house or remain a part of the family forever. However, a son is always a part of the family. Jesus is the Son of God. He makes us free. If he makes us free, we will be truly free. Sinful and selfish desires won't rule us. Jesus sets us free from being slaves by making us sons and daughters of God. The Father makes us children of God and accepts us into his family. We are no longer slaves, but sons. This is the path of true freedom. Verse 36, if therefore the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Apart from Christ, we are all slaves to our sinful nature. However, Jesus freed us from both the penalty and from the power of sin. He forgave our sins through the cross. When we believe in Jesus, he came into our hearts to indwell us and to live in us through the Holy Spirit. We have a new life in Christ, because Christ is in us. He gave us a new nature so that the sin nature would no longer rule us. Jesus sets people free, not information or theology alone. The Pharisees knew the Bible but did not know the truth. They had a lot of knowledge, but they did not know Jesus, who is the truth. True freedom is not found in doing whatever you want to do without any restrictions. True freedom is found in knowing Jesus and submitting to his lordship in our lives. If therefore the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. How does Jesus set us free? Jesus sets us free from judgment. He took the punishment we deserved and was judged in our place on the cross. Jesus sets us free from guilt through the blood of the cross. There is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. He sets us free from shame. We all have done things we're ashamed of. Sometimes that shame inhibits us and controls us. Often people are ashamed of what others have done to them. The cross sets us free from all shame. It says concerning the Messiah in Isaiah 50, verse 6, I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. These are prophetic words about the cross. After Jesus was sentenced to be crucified, the soldiers put a crown of thorns on his head, mocked him, and spit on him. He was beaten, mocked, and crucified naked. All of this was intended to mock and shame Jesus. He suffered all of this shame and ridicule so that he could take away our shame. Jesus sets us free from the fear of death. He gave us hope of eternal life with him. Our bodies will die, but we know that we have eternal life with Christ. We no longer fear death, but have assurance that we will live forever with him. The question we ask in the title to this section is, who are Jesus' disciples? Well, Jesus said again in verse 31 and 32, if you hold to my teaching, those who hold to my teaching are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Freedom is not the right to do anything I want to do to fulfill self-centered desires. Disciples of Jesus have true freedom. They know the truth because Jesus, who is the truth, lives in them and reveals himself to them as they trust and obey him. Through his indwelling life, we can love and forgive others. Through his indwelling life, we have freedom from the sin nature and have power to walk in righteousness. We are free from guilt, shame, judgment, and condemnation. And we are free from the fear of death, and we know we have everlasting life. Jesus sets us free from all the bad stuff, but that is not all. He gives us freedom and power to love others. He takes away fear and inferiority and replaces it with joy and confidence in our relationships with other people. We are free indeed. We will have to contemplate the entire Bible to plumb the depths of our freedom in Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus into this world to set us free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Thank you for giving us true freedom in Christ. Thank you that you live in us and give us the power to love others and walk in righteousness. And thank you that your words are true. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.